On the show today, we have NAFQ's very own Carrie Hunt talking about all the things that are going on in our nation's capital. Maya, is it busy, busy back there? We're talking about the coronavirus relief bill and the 2021 National Defense Authorization Act and a whole lot more. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. As we close out 2020, we have NAFQ's very own Carrie Hunt. Carrie, how are you?
I'm doing well. It is great to be here. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy holidays to you and yours as well. Hope all is well back there in D.C. I mean, personal-wise, but professional-wise, oh my gosh, D.C. is going crazy this past few weeks, and you guys are right there in the middle of it. Having fun yet?
Of course we are. You know, yes. We knew it would be down to the wire. I must say there was a few more wrinkles than we anticipated, but it wouldn't be D.C. Without those things from happening. So
that is true.
Yeah, was there to work through those. And, you know, we're continuing to work down to the last minutes of 2020 here.
And you guys do that very, very well. So we always thank you guys for all your efforts that you do for credit unions. You guys are an asset. So we appreciate all the hard work that you guys do there. And as we were talking about before the recording, we used to call it like the Beltway. Now it's called the DMV. Yeah. in our nation's capital. So, hey, we're going to talk about a couple of things today. Obviously, the coronavirus relief bill. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was the 2021 National Defense Authorization Act, otherwise known as the NDAA. So before we get into the coronavirus relief bill, let's talk about the NDAA here, because the House, there was an override of the president's veto, which I just read this morning. That's the very first one of his entire presidency.
That is.
I'm like, I was stunned by that. My gosh. So obviously NAFQ is in favor of the override. So what does this mean for credit unions? What's going on here with the because it's going to the Senate. You're the expert in this area, so I'll let you explain.
Yeah. So yes, we are incredibly supportive of the NDAA. This is the National Defense Authorization Act, and it's a big piece of legislation that gets passed every year. And in addition to some of those core issues that get addressed every single year, there's the potential for riders, other pieces of legislation. And in recent years, there's been the issue of whether or not banks should also get free leases on military bases. And NAFQ strongly supports credit unions being able to have those lease provisions. And we're concerned that if banks were to get these also, then ultimately no one would have free leases. So mm-hmm. It would be a big issue there. And ultimately, in the bill that passed Congress and went to the president's desk, credit unions' free leases were kept in that. And, we expect that that will stay, of course, in the bill as the Senate moves to override the president's veto. Mm-hmm. To back up a little bit, it did come as a surprise that the president indicated that he wanted to veto that piece of legislation for reasons unrelated to those provisions that are important to credit unions. One of the biggest issues in the NDAA that impacts all credit unions are changes relative to BSA and AML reform, and those NAFQ has long supported. So we were very excited that those provisions we believe will ultimately become law. And for credit unions, one of the biggest things that this new piece of legislation does is it requires businesses to establish proof of beneficial ownership. And this is important because when someone walks into a credit union, credit unions have certain obligations as to establish the true identity of the individual standing before them. And for corporations, that can be difficult. Yeah. So this will add protections really for the financial institution as they move forward. Mm-hmm. In addition, that bill does do a number of other things relative to BSA and AML. One is for the Treasury to study whether or not there need to be changes in thresholds, in particular relative to CTRs, and we think that's incredibly important. And there's some other minor fixes as well. So that is something that is incredibly important, and we're certainly happy that Congress passed it. And, you know, we look forward to Congress overriding the president's veto. The House did it, you know, yesterday, and we're waiting on the Senate. Mm-hmm. The wrinkle that has come up relative to the NDAA and overriding that veto is the question of what is the appropriate level of you know, tax credits, really, mm-hmm. that there are payments that individuals should have for COVID relief. The House and Senate, you know, passed a $600 per taxpayer. The president expressed concern with that and wanted it to be $2,000. Ultimately, it was agreed that that should stay at six, but you know, Congress is separately looking at that issue as mm-hmm. to whether or not those payments should be increased to $2,000. Yeah. So, and several senators have expressed concern and support for the $2,000 level. So all of that gets wrapped up into what the Senate is considering today relative to that veto override and the consideration of those additional payments for consumers in this country.
Mm-hmm. Was there also, I read somewhere, I mean, I've been trying to do my best to stay on top of all this stuff out here on the West Coast, looking back to DC, but was there also a concern of like payday lenders getting access as well? Because I mean, I can't remember where I read that, but I could be going down a rabbit hole here, but was there a concern about payday lending as well? If everybody has kind of access to the bases, I guess, or is that just something that I'm picking out of thin air?
Not necessarily out of thin air, but I think that the question you asked was, you know, who would have access to free leases. In general, there's a one bank, one credit union rule on military bases. It's more of the Wells Fargo of the world, right? As to whether or not they would have this free access. So again, it comes down to, for credit unions, you know, can credit unions have access to this basis, and to make sure that those protections that we have fought hard for many, many years stay.
There's a reason for that, for sure. Okay. So as for the coronavirus relief bill, so the House has approved, the president signed it into law. The only thing that stands, or the only thing that remains, is the increase in payment, right? The $2,000 that was proposed. So what's the status with that?
So whole coronavirus package that there was debate over, you know, was signed into law. And now there's a separate piece of legislation as to whether or not those payments should be increased. So that's what's up for debate right now. So the Treasury Department has indicated that they're going to try to get those payments out, you know, by the end of the week, but that I don't think that was an official statement. So in general, though, you know, they want to get those payments out to as soon as possible.
And so what is the credit union's role in all of this? Because obviously there'll be another round of PPP and a whole lot of other things, obviously. So what is the credit union's role here, obviously, to be kind of, again, obviously be that financial resource for folks, but what's their main role in all of this?
Well, I mean, I think for credit unions, one of the biggest issues is, you know, they're going to have another influx of payments, which mm-hmm. becomes a matter of balance sheet management. And ultimately, you know, we've urged the NCUA to give credit unions additional tools and for mechanisms to invest that potential money. But it's, you know, for credit unions, it's to, you know, they are consumers, their members, financial institution, and the credit unions, just from an operational standpoint, will have to manage a new influx of payments.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Is there anything else in this bill that credit unions need to be aware of to kind of keep heading into 2021 and really stay on top of it for their members? Is there anything else that they need?
Absolutely. There are a lot of pieces sure which have an impact on credit unions. Many of the changes impact the PPP program. Another round of PPP funding was approved, which is incredibly positive, but there were also tweaks to the program. Under certain eligibility requirements, individuals may be eligible for a second PPP loan.
That's right, yeah, I heard that. Mm-hmm.
Another big provision is that for $150 million and below for those loans, there is, $150,000 and below, there'll be a streamlined forgiveness process. And that's something that we support. That'd be a big loan, $150 million.
I think so. Jeff Bezos might be interested in that as well.
I just caused great alarm in credit union land.
Merry Christmas. Okay.
Exactly. Merry Christmas. You're right. So we support those changes, and that is incredibly positive. There's also increased CDFI funding, and there's also been special funds earmarked for minority depository institutions and other community institutions. So really, Congress is looking to try to get money into areas that are truly hard hit by the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. So that money is there as well. There also were some extended provisions coming out of the CARES Act. You may recall there was some relaxation of the accounting rules on troubled debt restructuring, and that has been extended. There also was some relief on CECL. That has been extended. There were some changes to the Central Liquidity Facility and the part of the NCUA, and those changes have been extended. So we, you know, certainly view those as positives as well. Mm-hmm. NAFQ has put together some resources for our members on the changes in those pieces of legislation, and those are up on our website. So certainly a lot of things that credit unions have been asking for and focusing on, you know, were approved in that bill.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, what a way to end the year. I mean, this year is just going full bore all the way to the very, very end. And credit unions are right there in the mix, as well as you guys. So anything else here to wrap up, Carrie? This is just, it'll be a year that we want to forget, but we'll never forget it. So it's just, and this is just, an amazing way to end it. So anything else to wrap up here?
Well, I certainly think there will continue to be some transition issues here into January, February, even March. So a lot more remains to be seen. I think for 2021, there will certainly be regulatory risks, continuing issues coming out of the pandemic, but also we are hopeful that there'll be some opportunities as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all in all, we have to watch to see what the economy does, continue to push for deregulation, and continue to support credit unions so they can do best.
Yeah, indeed. Because you have a new administration coming in, obviously, some fresh faces coming into Congress. So there's all of that to deal with as well. So you guys are going to have a busy 2021.
Definitely will, but that's what we're here for.
Indeed. All right, Carrie. Well, on that note, I'll let you get back to work and also enjoy your holidays as well. So we appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work, okay?
Thanks, Mike.
You are welcome.